Dr. John Braccio is the director of Regional Psychological Services in East Lansing. It's time for Speaking Psychological on the Tony Conley Morning Show on 1320 WILS and 1320WILS.com. A very fun and enlightening website is Dr. Braccio's at drjohnb.com, and he joins us this morning on the McLaren Health Plan phone line. Dr. Braccio, how are you, sir?
Well, I'm very good, Tony, after such a major holiday when we honor those that have either passed over or been injured or just did service, which all three of which are remarkable, so we can have the type of life that we really have. It's an important time to remember that. Sometimes if we live day to day, it's easy to forget that there are those that have allowed us to continue really this experiment in our representative Republican form of government. It's quite a remarkable feat for all these people over the centuries, so it's time to celebrate.
Dr. Braccio, mental illness has been a hot topic here in our state, and now I think the national media is really focusing attention on this, as we saw another terrible tragedy over the weekend. A young college student who posted many videos of his disdain for some males and for women who didn't find him attractive, used a knife to kill two male roommates. A third male was there. And then he killed two women and one male before he apparently killed himself. This is just so disturbing, and you wonder if we as a society could be a little bit more knowledgeable about mental illness. Would we be able to help with things like this?
Well, it's really difficult, Tony, because this person really has a real distortion. You know, he really learned how to hate. He learned how to see so many people seeing him in a negative way. Now, with his outlook on life, I think there may have been a lot of people that found him strange, different, call it whatever you will, and I think he probably took that as rejection, and he just kind of ended up with a list of people he was very angry at. I mean, he even used a knife to kill three people and a gun to go out and kill four people, which, of course, was including himself. He used his car as a vehicle to run over bikers, run over people. So, obviously, very distorted fellow. Now, a problem here, of course, up until when he did that, there really wasn't too much you could do, it would appear. Now, apparently the therapist is the one who, you know, also made contact, you know, with his parents. The parents did call the authorities. They met with him, but they never found any reason they could take him off the streets or do anything more. So it seems that the parents really were trying. They had him in therapy. They were certainly aware of what was happening with him or the difficulties he was having. But it's a very hard thing in a society like we have to just take somebody we think is going to do something and take them off the streets. It's after the fact, when we look back and we see everything, that we really become aware of the problem. And in this case, once he posted these things, apparently his parents were coming, trying to find him, alerting the authorities, but it was too late. But sadly, I think in a society that is so disjointed, going so many different directions, where we have so many families that are broken, so much anger, frustration, it appears we're just going to have a certain number of these people. I think what we might try to do is people living day to day, whether we're psychologists, whether we're radio people, whether we're neighbors, whether we're religious people, whoever we are, if we see people really in turmoil, if we really see confusion, we can really try to reach out, try to be helpful, or if we really feel somebody is dangerous, there are times that we can alert someone, let someone know, but also stay away ourselves, because, you know, a lot of times you can get close to someone who really might do something that could be dangerous to you, and that sounds like kind of a negative. I just do feel in life, though, we have to try to be around people that we consider that are relatively healthy, if you will, and have good views of the world and are trying to be positive, rather than somebody who becomes, in this case, a misogynist. He hates women, he's mad at men, and then is killing roommates. A very dangerous, difficult situation.
Yeah, but Dr. Braccio, what do we do if we know something like this? Because there seems to be many instances in these recent tragedies where parents, where other people, they suspected something or they knew something. Who do you report it to? Who do you talk to?
Well, I think the parents did everything right. They contacted the authorities, okay? Mm-hmm. And they apparently have had him in therapy, so he's had a therapist. They reported him to the authorities. The authorities met with him. They perceived him to be no threat or no danger or anything like that. Apparently, in what his manifesto, he's saying they've gone to his house, they would have found guns, they would have found things. I guess the question is, it's really hard in a free society to just do more than was really done in this particular case. The guns he had gotten legally. Of course, you can get a knife just about anywhere. So I think if it's always good to reach out when we meet people that we run into, that we're talking to, that seem lonely, seem unhappy, being nice to people just as we walk the road of life. I think that we're not aware of it, but probably there are many of situations like this that are resolved just by people being nice and talking to people, and that might have been the case in a situation here. It's hard. See, you're dealing with the human mind, Tony, and it's very hard to know exactly what's going on in that intricate network of, call it neurons, call it nerves, call it whatever you will, that people think and do what they do. But it's very, very hard to, in a society like we have, where you also can be as private, separate as you want, to be able to identify who these people are. Now, in fairness, there are probably many people that are identified or helped or maybe even are taken out or go to hospitals, mental health hospitals, call it what you like, Pine Rest and Grand Harvest is an example, where they are off the streets and are not doing things. But there certainly appear to be people like him, like the Lanza boy, the shooting in the theater. So it's a hard thing to deal with. And I'm an optimist. I believe we can change, and I think if we look and we try to, but it's very hard in a society where you almost have to do something bad before anybody can do anything to you, if you will, in terms of take you safely off the street.
Dr. John Braccio, the director of Regional Psychological Services in East Lansing. We've been speaking psychological on the Tony Conley Morning Show on 1320 WILS. Check out his website at drjohnb.com. Thank you, sir.
Very good, Tony.